is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With federal judge Eileen Cannon having cleared the way for the Justice Department to release former special counsel Jack Smith's report on President-elect Trump's 2020 election interference case, copies have just been sent to members of Congress, and some reporters are beginning to go through it. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This could be a very telling report. On the other hand, we could have already seen much of this investigation in prior pleadings, but I think this will be the final word from Jack Smith, the special counsel, the Department of Justice, regarding what came up in the investigation of the causes of January 6th and who had responsibility for it.
Additional water tankers and scores of firefighters are arriving in the Los Angeles area as fierce winds are expected to threaten the progress made so far in battling the massive blazes that have killed at least 24 people. CBS News correspondent Tom Hansen.
We are looking at severe, dangerous weather conditions, including those alarming wind gusts that we saw last week as well. You know, in the forecast, we're seeing the wind could reach up to 70 miles an hour. And just to give listeners some context there, a category one hurricane starts at 74 miles an hour.
L.A. County Fire Department Captain Sheila Kelleher says nothing could have stopped those wind-driven fires last week.
There is not enough resources in the state of California that could have stopped a 100-mile-an-hour wall of fire that blew through here on January 7th as much as it did. After the fact, we're able to get our arms around it somewhat, but no one could stop that.
More than a dozen of President-elect Trump's picks to run top federal agencies are on Capitol Hill this week for confirmation hearings. CBS's Scott McFarlane is there.
Because they've jam-packed so many confirmation hearings, about a dozen of them, that leaves such little bandwidth for Democrats to mobilize or galvanize against any one of Trump's nominees. If Tulsi Gabbard gets pushed back to later this month or into February, then there's more time and space available to Democrats to try to marshal opposition from some Republicans against her. I think for Gabbard's supporters, they'd like this to get on the calendar soon.
Details are coming out now of a terrifying close call between two passenger jets over Phoenix on Saturday. CBS's Chris Van Cleve explains.
Delta Flight 1070 from Detroit with 245 passengers on board received an alert to take immediate evasive action, as did United Flight 1724 with 129 people aboard coming in from San Francisco. Now, the FAA saying they are looking into what amounts to a loss of required separation between the aircraft.
The impeachment trial of South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol has begun. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
A former Walt Disney World employee has taken a plea deal after admitting he hacked into the company's software.
Sergeant Nigel Daggs and officers Christian Beyer and Jacoby Jordan were the lawmen first on the scene when Shams Adin Jabbar crashed his rented pickup truck on Bourbon Street early New Year's Day after killing 14 people and wounding dozens more. They returned fire after Jabbar began shooting at them, ending the attacker's life. New Orleans District Attorney Jason Williams says the officers didn't even think about their own lives or safety.
They put themselves in harm's way, and we have a debt that we can never repay to them.
Officer Jordan was shot in his leg in the incident, but has been cleared to return to regular duty. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
The IRS is distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who didn't receive their COVID stimulus payments. About a million taxpayers will receive payments of up to $1,400 by the end of the month. That's for their 2021 returns. Michael Toscano, CBS.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as temperatures tumble to near 5 above. Wind chills between 5 and 15 below zero. West winds will be gusty. Sunshine for your Tuesday. Highs in the upper teens. Gusty winds. It's 12 at our studios.
Well, it's now Tuesday. I didn't notice what time it was. It's now just after 1 o'clock in the morning here on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, and Rich Locascio at the helm this early Tuesday morning. Now, I know there was a full moon out earlier. Now, if you listen closely, you might be able to hear some howling.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could.
Central Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
To her man is something to be celebrated. Mary Wells here on WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And WRJN big deals later on this week. We are exactly 1 month away from Valentine's Day. So this week, how about something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha? You can get a $20 gift certificate for just $10 this week. Tomorrow only, as a matter of fact. And then Friday, Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Hey, some nice jewelry, some custom jewelry in time for Valentine's Day. You got to dig it with WRJN Big Deals.
When I die and the name of the rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Something tells me that the boyfriend's got a leather jacket and he drives a hot rod. It's the Angels here on WRJN. You spoke, we listened, we brought back those timeless hits that you had been asking for. And as a matter of fact, somebody who's back on WRJN, Kurt Volman, he talks to some of the most fun people in Racine every afternoon between 2 and 6. From the music and the arts to theater and nonprofit causes, Kurt's in touch with people who make Racine home. It's Homeward Bound weekdays at 2 on WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be live. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Yeah.
love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
And timeless hits like the Bee Gees to Love Somebody here on WRJN. Now, all week, you hear those timeless hits just like that one. Hits from the 60s and from the 70s. But remember, there's even more timeless hits on Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani's Music of the Stars. Now, before Elvis Presley, before Buddy Holly and the Crickets, before the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course, the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra. So now from 7 to noon, Lou curates an amazing blend of songs, weaves fun, quirky, always entertaining themes. It's a stream of consciousness with the Music of the Stars. It's a Sunday morning must hear on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and worldwide on the Civic Media app. How about some Love and Spoonful right after this?
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As a matter of fact, I had a very difficult choice tonight. I could either go with the steak or the fish. Well, I'm Italian, so I went with the lasagna. It's the Love and Spoonful here on WRJN, local news, timeless hits. I got a group from Brooklyn now to speak to my East Coast heritage. Their only hit came out in 1970. Here's Alive and Kicking with Tighter, Tighter, WRJN.
Just a little bit tighter now, baby.
Started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
That kind of forbidden love, just like Romeo and Juliet. Billy Joe Royal here on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and now the Kinks. And Mr. Dave Davies, can you hit me with some power chords? WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and Neil Diamond, Cracklin' Rosie.
Ah, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on. Your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Thank you.
Jan and Dean in 1964. It's the little old lady from Pasadena here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. For 98 years, we've been bringing that local news, and the timeless hits are now back. Rich Locascio with you. And who else is back? Paul Harvey's back on WRJN with the rest of the story. Now sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscscenter.com, or visit that clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25, and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus's Wax Museum. Now, if you do miss Paul Harvey on the air, it is available on demand too. You just got to go to wrjn.com. Otis Redding coming up right after this. Keep it right here.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Gorgeous, timeless song, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay from Otis Redding right here on WRJN. The local news and timeless hits that southeastern Wisconsin comes to expect. A little tidbit about that song, too. Otis Redding co-wrote that song with guitarist Steve the Colonel Cropper. You remember that name from Booker T and the MGs and the Blues Brothers. And that song was recorded 3 days before Otis Redding died in a plane crash on December 10th. 1967. An amazing song. Here's Edison Lighthouse with another amazing song here on WRJN.
Oh, for the love rose, where my rose is.
1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, WRJN, and Rich LoCascio saying, I got to exit stage left, but more timeless music is coming in just a moment. CBS News at the top of the hour. We got the Midwest Farm Report at 5 AM. Then we got Don Rosen from 6 to 9 and Dan Marcus from 9 to 2. Have a fantastic Tuesday.
We talking guys.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In Washington, Attorney General Merrick Garland has submitted to Congress a portion of former special counsel Jack Smith's final report on his investigations into President-elect Donald Trump. This after a court order blocking its release expired at midnight Eastern Time. Smith writes his office prosecuted Trump because, quote, it concluded that the admissible evidence would be sufficient to obtain and sustain a conviction. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson has more on that report.
Jack Smith, a special counsel, went through the results of his investigation. And as he did, he reiterated the evidence that he had that Donald Trump pressured state officials, made fraudulent claims about the election, misused his official power, put pressure on the vice president, and then supported the attacks on the U.S. Capitol that happened on January 6th.
Trump has now responded, calling investigator Jack Smith deranged and a lame brain who, quote, wasn't able to get his case tried before the election. It's unclear whether a special second report on the classified documents case will be released. The red flags are up in Southern California for powerful winds, which is the last thing fire crews need in their battle against the deadly blazes burning in and around Los Angeles. CBS News correspondent Tom Hansen.
This was a traumatizing week last week for so many people here, and that concern is rolling over because